Pablo Prigioni. Pablo Prigioni.
Are you good to go?
Pablo Prigioni. That's how you test the pop filter.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have got a hell of a show. Coming up, we have a genuine advanced stat. I looked up one stat. We have so many apologies for last week's show, which can only be described as appalling. And Paul says he's written, quote, a real good NBA joke.
I just wrote it before.
Yeah. But it is I like you not backing down.
No, it's really good.
Welcome to the Advanced Analytics Podcast. If you don't like that, you don't like NBA basketball. We are fired up because we just got back from the North Shore Event Center. We got a great wet win in men's B grade.
No, it's A grade, but it's...
It's called A grade, but it's actually the B grade.
Yeah, no, but it's not.
What's
it's
the A grade called then?
Prem League.
Yeah, Prem League.
Prem
it's
League.
So, that makes this, it's embarrassing.
No, 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 but the
we're
thing
the
is,
B grade.
No, 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 because there is a B grade.
Yeah, but we're not the top grade.
Yeah, no, but we're the top
oh,
grade.
Oh, you don't want us people to think that we're the C grade.
Yeah.
Okay, to anyone who's listening to this who plays bass on the North Shore, if you're in the B grade, you're actually in the C grade. If you're in the A grade, you're actually in the B grade. And if you're in Prems, you're not in the Prems, you're in the A grade.
There's some good players in our
sort league. Your shit out. That's annoying. And we just beat down some, I don't want to brag about it, but these kids must have been at least 11 or 12 years old.
No, they were high school
They had
kids.
Huge heads and they gunned up some massive threes.
They were high school kids.
They all weighed about 37 kgs.
No.
And at
some
the end of,
them
of the
were
game, we were up about 20 and I subbed in with 45 seconds left to try and do a dunk. The first attempt I drove in and missed a layup. Then I didn't run back on D. I seagulled. Josh hurled the ball to me, and I couldn't do a dunk, and I kind of like laid in like a... I got above the rim, but did not... Yeah.
It was a real low point for the team.
It was, but it was fun. You know, and if you're not having fun in life, what are you doing, really? Yeah, and we're going to be talking some basketball. How did Paris Saint-Germain go today?
I didn't watch it.
Well, you claim to be a soccer fan.
Yeah, I am. Don't spoil it for me. I'll watch it when I get home.
No, you will not. They played EuroLeague today. I think against one of the big teams, like... Oh, well, who gives a shit? All right, welcome to the Week in Review.
Week in Review.
The first thing I wanted to talk about, and I just realized I was trying to give you a heads up on what we're going to talk about. I just didn't... The
yeah.
first thing I didn't want to tell you about, I should have told you about.
No, that's fine.
The
I'm
Memphis
good on my
Grizzlies,
toes.
They're in an amazing situation.
They lost so many games in a row, right?
They lost bad. Marc Gasol got the coach fired. There was rumors he tried to get the previous coach fired. He claims he didn't try and get the coach fired. Who gives a toss about that? The point is they're bad. They're signed up to bad contracts. None of them are tradable. And they're going nowhere. They've got an ownership struggle, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear what is going down with them?
No.
So they've got this situation where there's two main owners and one
and
main
one of them's
owner,
Justin Timberlake.
No,
he's a part.
No,
he's
like Jay-Z
owner.
Owns like 1%.
Yeah, yeah, but he needs a mention.
They've got
yeah.
two rich guys, right?
JT.
And this is how it works. Because of the way the contract's set up, they're in this situation. I don't know what it's called. If you want some facts, listen to Zach Lowe's podcast, but this is the rough gist of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one guy sets a price that he wants to buy the other half off the other guy from. Get this though, the other guy hears that price and then he can bid it back off the first guy.
Wait, what's that mean? What do you mean?
So this is how it works. Me and you both own half of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
And we've got like, say, a number of shares or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I go, I want to buy every share off you to get 100% ownership
yeah.
for $2, say.
Yeah.
And you go, tricked you, I'm buying the team off you for $2.
How does that work?
That's just the way the contract's
set
up, I think. I may have that completely wrong.
Do I get
the
full team now?
Pardon?
So do I get the full team?
Yeah, if you can pay the rate. But the way, so it's like a game of brinksmanship.
And now the question everyone wants to know, how does Justin Timberlake fit into all
this? Man, I hate Justin Timberlake, if that guy.
What? Really?
Get stuffed.
Why is that?
I like two songs. I like Cry Me a River and Mirrors.
Yeah.
And the rest of it. Oh, the end
of... I'm
going to
come out and say Mirrors.
What?
I'm going to come out and say that Mirrors... One of the best songs that's come out in my lifetime.
Oh, you like it that much?
I think it's a really good song.
It's a really, really good song. No, it is a really good song. But just
that,
the Troll soundtrack,
I
Keep Burning Hell. Burn
oh,
and
yeah,
Hell.
That kind of knockoff Pharrell Happy joint.
He did a... Who's the actress from Trolls? I think Anna Kendrick. If you go on to Spotify, Most of his songs are troll songs. His most popular song by a mile is Can't Stop the Film, which is The Pits. It's a Pharrell. He's trying to Minions knockoff. It's so frustrating, but obviously it makes $1 million. But anyway, one of the songs is on there is a duet of True Colors, that beautiful song from like the 80s or 90s.
Yeah.
Sung with a montage of him and Anna Kendrick, or the actress.
What do you mean a montage?
A duet.
Oh, okay.
Can you remember on X Factor New Zealand where that dude came out and sang a duet with himself?
Yeah.
He sang the man and the woman's part.
Yeah.
He revolutionized singing.
No, not at the same time. I feel like he just sung what was normally a duet.
Yeah.
But he sung it.
What was his name?
In his chest voice, and then he sung it in his head voice.
You can't,
the woman
you claim
part.
You're a singer. You can't do that shit.
No, I could. I have range for
try
days.
Try to do it now. Do True Colors, a duet, singing both the parts.
Well, what do you mean both the parts?
Show your true colors. Mm. That's why I love you.
Yeah.
That's why. I'm hitting that note. What's that guy's name? William something or?
Joe Irvine.
Yes, he's the guy who got bullied in that viral clip. A lovely guy. I met him in real life many a time. Had great times with him. But I've got to be honest with you, he made a mockery of the X Factor mentor system when he sang a duet. Because he's supposed to have a mentor who tells him what to do and what not to do. And I'm not a singing expert, as you can tell by that singing I did before. But my first tip for a singer is to not sing a one-man duet. okay, what are we talking about? The Grizzlies.
Yeah.
So they've got this standoff between the two owners.
Okay.
So the idea is, right, is say the shares... Say $2 is the high share price. I might try and get you out of the game by offering $2.50. So you just accept that, and then I get the whole team. And the rumor is, do you understand how it works now? It's quite a cool way of going.
No, not at all.
Say me and you both half owned this apartment we're in right now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I get that.
Say
and
it was
you say you try and buy it for $2, and then I'm like, no, I'm going to buy it
for $2. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Whatever, I set the price.
And then what, do I get it automatically? What happens then?
Yeah, you get it. Yeah, you win it, I think. I think that's how it works.
Okay.
I mean, I'm definitely not an expert, but yeah.
So you just had to make a set a price, and if I matched it, then I win.
Yeah, exactly that.
So the first person either maybe screwed up or wanted out.
Yeah, so the first person's his game strategy should be to just go to your maximum possible price and hope it intimidates the other guy.
Yeah,
but he must be like researching the other guy's financial situation. Because
but also you don't know what they want. They might just want out.
Yeah. Well, he's got to judge that. Crazy though, eh? Cool. If they've got unlimited cash, it doesn't really matter what some of these guys do.
There's clearly something weird went on there because they were one of the hottest teams to start the season, I think.
Oh, I'll tell you what happened. Mike Conley got injured.
Right.
As he does every year because he's 42 years old and the third highest paid player.
My guy Tyreek Evans, I was trying to trade for him in fantasy. He fell off a bit. It's a good. I dodged a bullet there.
When did he fell off?
I think he's back.
Since his rookie season when he played for the Sacramento Kings?
No, he started real good.
Yeah, in the Sacramento Kings days.
No, this season. And it was like everyone was saying he was going to fall off.
Yeah, and he did.
And then he did. But now he's back. I'm going to trade for him.
How's Chandler Parsons going?
I don't know.
Tyreek Evans.
I have no time for him.
If there's one thing to say to Tyreek Evans, it's show your true colors. That's why we love you, and don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. Where do you think the Grizzlies should move to? It's quite interesting.
What do you mean move to?
They got to move them.
Are they not getting good crowds?
No. Well, no.
Well,
I'm sure they're
fine.
No. They're doing well. They're one of the smallest markets.
Yeah.
Seattle and Vancouver. Seattle just announced they're upgrading the stadium. Like they're chomping at the bit.
Yeah. No, but I really want to go to Memphis. I want to go to...
Mate, this isn't about where you want to visit. To Graceland, the only attraction in Memphis.
No, there's also a street with lots of neon lights.
A neon light in the shape of a boot. Did you get the idea from... Does he go there on the Aziz Ansari show?
Yeah, Master of None. But no, I didn't get the idea from there.
Go on a one-night
I've always
date.
Wanted to go to Graceland. I got the idea from the Paul Simon song.
Oh, yeah.
Where he says he's going to Graceland.
I really want to go to Graceland. But yeah, it's probably... I don't know.
The thing that's crazy is growing up, I always assumed Memphis was real cold.
Yeah.
Because of the Grizzlies.
Oh, yeah.
Like they had a cold kind of color scheme.
Yeah.
And I always assumed like the two coldest places in the NBA were was Minnesota and Memphis.
Correct. Not correct.
Yeah. No, wrong. Like Memphis is like quite
two
hot.
Two coldest places probably Toronto, Chicago, Minnesota.
Yeah.
That's it.
Boston.
Yeah, so that's your chat. Well, did you think Los Angeles had a lot of lakes?
Nah.
They moved from Minneapolis.
I've seen the film Chinatown.
Do you think Utah had a lot of jazz?
Yeah, I probably did, to be honest.
Do you think Orlando had a lot of magic? Oh, no, does. They didn't. Oh,
no, it does. Disney World.
Yeah, it kind of bummed me out.
Disney there. World, Universal Studios, not so much SeaWorld. Free the whales.
I think. Memphis Grizzlies. Oh, okay, we hope that the Memphis Grizzlies will stay in Memphis.
Mm.
Proud franchise. And there's a lot of teams that should move. Most notably, Detroit Pistons can't move, but they've got sad crowds. Anyway, Memphis, they're a prime candidate to move.
Detroit just got a new stadium.
If we just erase the idea of Memphis being sad that Memphis is leaving and they kind of deserve a team, and they've good fan base, just a small fan base, where would you like to see a new NBA team? Mexico City? Seattle?
I mean, it'd be pretty cool if Mexico had a team. What about like I'd like to see a Caribbean team.
Yeah.
Like the Kingstown Killers or
Kingston,
something.
Kingston, yeah.
Kingston, yeah, not Kingstown.
Puerto Rico. Get some local talent as well.
Now, I'd like to see a team in the Bahamas, and they could trade for franchise player Buddy Hield. He's from the Bahamas.
Dope. I think that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. Canada needs a second team, but I reckon put a team in Mexico. That is a real outsider shot, and they probably won't do it. But imagine Mexico's a huge growing economy. I just made that up. I don't actually know, but I assume it's growing. A huge country. Mexico City, one of the biggest cities in the world. Yeah, it's known for being like relatively poor. But there's got to be a lot of people who are rich enough. A
lot of yum food.
And like a lot of people of Mexican heritage in America would support the team as well.
Mm. That food, though. Imagine the stadium nachos would be good there.
Yeah, I actually noticed they're going to a Japanese baseball game. Tokyo Dome, terrible. That's they sell the worst bento boxes with pictures of the players in the front.
Yeah.
But the other team, they're called the, this is going to sound unbelievably bad. Their team's called the Yakult, you know, the yogurt brand, Yakult Swallows.
Right.
And just what's going on there. And they play in this really old stadium that was built in like the 50s or it doesn't actually sound that old, but quite an old stadium. And they're like all doing like little yakitori sticks and stuff out the back. It was like one of the coolest experiences I've had in Japan. Right. And if the game gets rained off, which you hope because Japanese baseball is even more boring than American baseball.
I like
American baseball. Fans pull out umbrellas and do synchronized umbrella dancing.
That is very cool.
You're not going to see that at a shitty NBA game, that's for sure. Okay. So, yeah, Mexico City. I think they should try and move a team to China, but that really involves the development of faster planes.
Yeah, I was going to say, how long, like, the teams who go there would be so jet-lagged.
But, like, it's 2000, I'm one of those people, you know how people go, like, oh, you can land a man on the moon, but you can't make a Wi-Fi connection that holds out. You know, people say that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I do think that it's amazing that we don't have, A, self-cleaning toilets, and B, supersonic planes yet.
What do you mean self-cleaning toilets?
So why, okay, why don't they have self-cleaning toilets?
They do. That's
where?
You know
name one self-cleaning toilet you've been to.
So you know when you see a toilet,
there's
like a button up on top.
No.
Listen, hear me out. You press that.
Yeah.
Jets of water shoot down the side.
Yeah.
And clean it. It's crazy.
I mean like the whole bowl, like everything, like little nanobots come out. Okay, can I just raise a gripe about America? I was just there. I brought you guys the hottest. Go back to listen to those pods. They're classics. And I brought the hottest analysis from America. America has bad toilets. They often have like a bowl of water.
Oh, man. I noticed that in New York.
Yeah.
So much water.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
And
such a big bowl.
And the concept is your business goes in there and then the water, the weight of the water falls down. But it doesn't, sometimes it goes horribly wrong. I won't say any more than that.
I don't really want to talk about this, but I do agree that, man, in New York, those toilets were messed up.
And also, New York.
Surely waste of water.
In New York State, they obviously have a law that every toilet needs a sign that says employees must wash hands before returning to work. And it's like, what is wrong with people in New York that they don't know about hand washing?
Also, I've seen the film Chinatown.
Mm.
We need to preserve water. I think that's a key aspect of the plot of Chinatown.
Is Chinatown the LA one?
Yeah.
It's about water.
I think so.
What did they have to do with New York City toilets?
Oh, I brought up Chinatown before.
Dope.
And it was just fresh in my mind. It's all I can think about.
You're saying the new NBA team should be in Chinatown, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. Next thing in the week in review, I wanted to just talk briefly about... I'm going to be honest with you guys. I haven't watched bugger all NBA games this week. I've kind of lost interest in the NBA as a competition until the playoffs, as I think it's very... The cream has already risen to the top, and there's very... I mean, we're waiting for the Spurs to get going. There's a few teams you're like, are they for real, are they not? But...
I disagree. I think
I reckon it's a long season.
There's a lot of fun teams this year.
It's pretty funny that I've lost interest like six podcasts into a very long season. But anyway, I'm going to stay with it because I enjoy doing the podcast, but there could be a lot of Paris Saint-Germain talk coming out if Paul can watch a game of the team that he claims to support. What are the surprises, do you think, of the NBA season so far?
Surprises?
Yeah. I knew I shouldn't have thrown it to you because you bring.
Well, why don't you open with one?
Yeah, I want to ask you just to make this feel like a back and forth.
Yeah, really, yeah, no, I'll come.
I'm
some
carrying
stuff.
The heavy. This is kind of I'm kind of the shack of the situation.
Okay, no. So here's a surprise. So you mean the whole season,
so far? Okay, the season hasn't been long.
So the last week, the surprise is the Utah Jazz. They went from one of the worst offenses to the best offense.
Oh, did you do some advanced analytics?
I did advanced analytics.
Oh, well, I promised one stat. There's two right there.
They went from one of the worst teams offensively to the best, and they went on a six-game winning streak where they beat some good teams, and they just beat them. They were winning by like 20-plus.
Yeah, they, for some reason, a hammering pill.
Yeah.
They hammered the magic.
And so the surprise, the guy, I want to give a shout-out. Yeah, so that kind of started it.
By 40.
No. I want to. That wasn't even in the six games that I was counting.
Wow.
They then lost one, and then they won six. They actually lost narrowly today in Oklahoma City, which I feel like isn't the worst.
Oklahoma City must be playing pretty desperate.
Yeah, and they lost narrowly in OKC. But the guy, man, Donovan Mitchell.
See the guy that's breaking out?
No, yeah, so he's a rookie.
Yeah.
They took him at 13. The Nuggets traded him.
Nuggets!
Yeah, they're going to regret it, man, I reckon. Because he is a star. And the other guy is Burks. Is it Alec Burks or Trey Burks? I think it's Alec Burks.
It's not Trey Burks. Surely not. Alec Burks.
Yeah.
They have both the Burks brothers on their team.
They did. No, they're not brothers, I don't think.
Does anyone know which Morris twin is which Morris twin? No one knows.
I've got one on my fantasy.
Remember how in Phoenix they had a good one and a bad one, and like the one started, and then they signed a joint contract, and then the Suns traded them to different teams. And now, which one was the good one in the Phoenix?
I don't know, mate.
I'm guessing the Boston one, but I could be wrong. Anyway, sorry.
The
Burks brothers, we're talking about them.
Yeah, so the Burks, who plays for the Jazz currently, he's been amazing as well. And
That is interesting, you taking the... I think they hammered Washington as well.
Mm. And the thing is, they were doing it without Rudy Gobert. He's come back the last two games.
Yeah.
And I think Rodney Hood as well. So, like, literally, they're arguably two of their best players out.
Well, my surprise was the opposite of that. Chris Paul returning and the Rockets' defense... igniting. Obviously, Chris Paul's going to make the defense a little bit better. He drives the team and is good, still a decent, even though he's quite old, still a decent point guard defender. Although in saying that they replaced, it was annoying when they upgraded defense because they already had a good defender in Patrick Beverley, but I guess Chris Paul's better two-way. The Rockets, since Chris Paul came back, were the number one defense. They've been the number one defense, and here comes the advanced analytics. Wow. They've had the best defensive rating for the last seven games.
Oh, amazing.
It's really good.
I wonder what their offense... Do you know what their offense is?
Well,
in the last
crazy.
Seven games? Crazy, but not at Utah's level, eh?
Yeah.
I don't actually know.
I'd say probably great. I'd rate the Rockets' defense way above Utah, but maybe they're not on the recent pace. But is Utah probably beating weaker teams as well?
No, I think they beat some quite solid teams.
I still don't have faith in the Rockets, but I mean, obviously they deserve all the kudos they're getting. Another surprise so far. I'm surprised at how good Cleveland is. Like, LeBron is great, obviously. Everyone else, shonky as heck, and somehow they've got their crap together and on a huge winning streak and just, looking how they should be.
Whoa.
What's wrong?
I think Washington were without John Wall. But yeah, they beat them yesterday by...
They hammered them. Utah hammered Washington.
116, and not only that, they kept them to 69 points.
I bet you, though, Scott Brooks would have been like, hey, guys, let's not go.
There's
any
5 minutes left, don't score.
If you're going to go out... Who was that Houston... Who was that Portland player who stopped shooting threes when his contract three-point shooting percentage? Oh, I'm sorry, I can't remember. There's a dude on Portland who had to shoot... Just name some Portland players.
Is he still on the team?
Yeah.
What's almost definitely Evan Turner.
Nah. He had in his contract that he had to shoot 35% or something like that, and he got the 35% and had three games left, and he refused to shoot threes. So oh, he wow. would either just pass it up or step into the
Mo Harkless, Alan Crabb, who used to be on the team.
Keep on going. Bring that heat.
Noah Vonleh.
No.
Yusuf Nurkic.
No.
CJ McConnell.
No.
Not McConnell. That's CJ, whatever his name is. McCollum. Damian Lillard?
No.
Man, I can't even think of any more players. Al Farouq Aminu?
No, who's that real handsome dude? Who's the homophobic dude?
Oh, Myers Leonard? No. Al Farouq Aminu is the homophobic dude. Yeah, and he currently plays for my fantasy team.
Why do you have him on there? Get him off.
I have a rule. I don't look at names. I only see numbers.
He's kind of trying to deny it, right? It was just some old tweets he did that were really...
He claims he was hacked, yeah.
Oh, that hack thing, though. Get
yeah, it's bad.
You, no one's hacking
you just gotta
someone
own it
writing
and say you were
tweets.
Young and you made a mistake.
Yeah, I was dumb. And that's the thing with these players. Like, they are... A lot of them are real dumb. Even Kevin Durant, like... Making those fake accounts, guy. Like,
no, I like
so
Kevin
hard
Durant, and I won't have a bad word said against
he's
him.
He's a dumb if, mate.
Nah.
He's an idiot.
That seems like something I
he's
would
He's younger
done.
Than me. That seems like something you'd do. What, bully some kids on Instagram?
No, just make fake accounts to, yeah, just stand
mate,
up
Mate, you're doing
yourself.
That right now to get this podcast popping. Okay, let's look at the
yeah,
team.
Yeah, I've written all the reviews. No, I haven't.
Ed Davis. It's probably Mo Harkless.
He used to play for the Magic, ex-Magic guy. That yeah. sounds like something. Nah, he's a great guy.
Man, how many players in the NBA named Shabazz?
Oh yeah, Shabazz Napier, ex-Magic guy,
and
as well.
Shabazz Muhammad. Like, that's
there's
crazy.
Just, there's two only guys. Two. There's two guys.
There's so many. Shabazz.
It's a good name.
I'm not criticizing the name. It's the best name. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Mo Harkless.
While we're talking about fantasy, can we do a little segment?
We weren't talking about fantasy at all. You just segued into it because you're obsessed with it.
No, I brought it up.
I said
Al Farouq Aminu was on my fantasy team.
Yeah.
It's time for a little segment called Paul's Fantasy Tip of the Week.
Oh, you had a good one last time.
Yeah. Okay, my tip this week. I've actually got a pickup for you.
Mm.
So I was trying to trade for him, and then he got injured, and the guy was like desperately trying to... So I was actually trying to trade for Donovan Mitchell as well.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I was looking at my team, and I was like, I've got no kind of young guys. I want some young guys who haven't... Who, like, throughout the year, are going to keep getting better.
Mm.
And... So I was trying to trade for Donovan Mitchell kind of before he properly blew up. And the other guy I was really keen on was a guy called John Collins, who plays for the Atlanta Hawks.
Is he related to that Jason Collins?
I don't think so.
Sorry, it's a very common.
I think there were two Collins.
I don't know why.
There was Jason and there's another Collins. Those guys were brothers, but this guy I don't think so.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was trying to trade for him, and then luckily he got injured. And the guy dropped him.
Yeah.
So I picked him up, but he's like 2 or 3 weeks away from playing again.
Yeah.
But if you're kind of sitting comfortable and he's on the waiver wire, I can give him a look.
Hot tip.
He shoots like good percentage. I think he's, for a big man, he's relatively handy from the free throw line. I might be wrong.
Yeah.
And he's low key, I think, going to be really good.
What's his name? Justin Collins.
John Collins. John the Baptist Collins.
Why is he called the Baptist?
Because he like baptizes guys when he dunks it.
Oh!
On him. Here's the thing. During the draft, I was with a friend, Andrew, who's a diehard Nugget supporter.
Yeah.
And John Collins was like coming up as like, and I think like it was the Nuggets pick. And I was like, don't take a guy called John Collins. Like, because I always have a theory that
yeah.
the name, like you can tell when someone's going to be a star.
This is a good theory. We can move out of your yeah. fantasy shit for a moment and just, this is a good theory. Paul's theory that you do analysis of
names.
Draft prospects based on names.
Yeah, names I think is a big part
of it. Who are recent players you think you've correctly or incorrectly projected based on names in the draft? Shabazz Napier would have to be one where you're like, that guy's got a big future.
Yeah, maybe. But just like, we'll just talk about stars first. Like,
yeah.
LeBron James.
Yeah.
He was always going to be a star with that name.
Well, he has
Carmelo.
To be a star. Yeah. If
you're going to call your kid Carmelo.
He better be good. Yeah.
He better be good. There's been a few busts. I think if your name
who's
is
a bust, good name.
No, I think if your name is too ridiculous,
yeah.
it could be bust.
Al Farouq Aminu.
I'm thinking like
racist.
Diamond Stone,
and
like
yeah.
Dragon Bender. Like those are that's too.
Too
yeah, they cross the line.
Too far.
I think Donovan Mitchell definitely sounds like he could be a Donovan.
Oh, who's the guy who just got injured? Is it something Porter Jr.?
Otto Porter Jr.
No.
Oh, Michael Porter Jr.
Michael Porter Jr. How hot is Michael Porter Jr.?
Are you talking about his physical appearance? Or like,
yeah.
Yeah.
He's injured, quite, though, but he's real good looking. Like, NBA players are ugly ifs.
Yeah.
You don't notice it often because you just never look at their faces. But, like there's a few okay non-uggos. You know, Nick Young's okay looking. And the rest of them are, like, goddamn monsters. Like, Chris Bosh played for the Raptors and physically resembled a velociraptor.
Hey, I don't reckon Chris Bosh is one of the ugly
Think ones. Of something. Okay. Here's an obvious example. What about, look at the Magic roster, like Evan Fournier. Like,
He's like...
Jeepers creepers.
He's like one of the more handsome guys.
What's going on? Well, if he's one of the better ones.
No, I think you're only calling that out because he recently damaged his hair.
And now, let's talk about this. Yes.
So
Evan Fournier has a bad receder. He needs to shave it.
No, I don't think it's a receder. I think he's got bald patches kind of in his hair.
Yeah, why?
So for a while he was rocking a top knot,
yeah,
which I once read isn't great for hair loss,
because
it's like putting unnecessary stress on your hair.
Yeah, but that sounds crazy.
And I've done a lot of research into hair loss, by the way, guys.
Yeah, you're very stressed about it.
And I think, firstly, I think athletes might have a higher risk of
testosterone. Yeah, that's why
and
it's
maybe,
good.
Maybe supposedly egg whites aren't great. Maybe they're proteining up with egg whites.
Yeah.
But also, so then he bleached his hair white, which is something I've always been tempted to do.
What? Yeah.
And he claimed,
why did he bleach his hair white?
I think he claimed in an interview in French.
Yeah.
That it turned his hair into like coarse hay.
Yeah. Okay.
And it killed his hair.
How many Evan Fournier French interviews are you reading?
Mate, I'm a Magic fan. Yeah. All of them. Anything.
Okay. So why did he dye his hair white?
Because he's an icon. He's a handsome.
See him on the court with white hair.
It was in the off season. I don't think he might have played some games with it.
Didn't release photos.
I think he maybe played games with it. I can't remember, but it was definitely, I remember on Instagram, like when he was back in France and whatnot.
Okay. I'm gonna Google it. Yeah.
But it wasn't like white, it was quite yellow, I guess. But what was I even talking about? John Collins? Oh yeah.
Okay, Bismack Biyombo is ugly as shit.
Okay, we're not talking about just handsome. Okay, if you're gonna pick an ugly guy, nah, this is mean.
Yeah,
but like I'd go with a Costa Koufos for the Sacramento Kings.
Or the European players are real easy to pick on. the big center for
Not all of them. Ricky Rubio's got to be up there in terms of handsomeness. There you go.
I can't find any photos on Google, at least, of white hair for Evan Fournier.
Search blonde, maybe. Search Evan Fournier blonde.
Oh yeah.
It won't be. Don't search white hair.
Well, you were saying white hair, Dick.
Yeah, okay.
You deserve that. Oh! There's two photos of him and one of Miley Cyrus with white hair. Okay, yeah, Justin Bieber at Platinum Block.
It's quite funny that you're Googling him, because his nickname is literally No Google, and it's because if you Google just his surname, supposedly like the most horrific images come up.
Oh!
Like his name Fournier is also like a, is like a female like...
adult star.
No, like genital disease or something.
Oh, dope.
No, not dope. Well, it's like meant to be horrific.
If you,
I've never Googled it because I'm too scared.
His nickname is No Google.
Yeah, which isn't really grammatically correct. But
we've touched on so many things here. Is blonde hair, that was good. Your nickname. Can you tell me a nickname? Nickname. You have something else to say.
Sorry, a name of a player who I thought was going to be good based on their name recently.
Yeah.
I'm actually struggling a little bit.
This is just like last week.
Well, I mean, I guess Lonzo Ball would be like a name that you're like, he's got to be a star. Yeah. Lonzo Ball.
Well, he's kind of on track. He's not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's think. Who were the top picks last year? Ben
Markelle
Simmons.
Markelle Fultz.
Yeah, that was this
I
year.
I can find some faults in his games. All right.
But anyway, John Collins, what I was saying was, I was like, that's not the name of a star.
Yeah.
And then in Summer League, he threw down like one of the nastiest dunks I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Where he just drilled it and just jumped from way out and just racked it on like three guys. And I was like, so ever since then, he's been on my radar. And
one good dunk.
And anyway, he's my fantasy tip for the week. If you've got an injury
spot. So check him out.
Nah. If you've got an injury spot, I'm calling it now. I'm confident in this guy.
All right.
And also, like, what else has Atlanta got going on?
Yeah, good point.
Like, give them the keys.
Those real bad teams I found last year in fantasy, if you have like Philadelphia or those really, really bad teams, they're all over the show. Like guys have huge games because they're just a whole mixed bag. And Atlanta is like Besides Schroeder, who's probably pretty consistent, everyone else all over the show.
No, I think he's like, he could have quiet nights, but I don't think he'll have bad nights where he hurts you.
Is
and
Mike
shoots.
Dunleavy still stuck there? Or is he out of the NBA?
Mate, I've got no idea what he's doing.
It's just interesting. Okay. Let's keep on moving. We touched on some great analytics there though. Really got stuck into the numbers. Retractions and corrections. We have about 50 from last week. We've got to go over. We had a shocker last week.
No, so I went home to listen to the song that guy said.
All right, start firing it on me.
You said Alan Williams from the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, he calls himself like Big something.
Yeah, Big Sauce.
Big Sauce.
And he wrote and recorded a song.
Yeah,
And I found it, and it was not performed by him.
Oh, it's performed by
a guy. It was performed by a rapper.
Is that guy a rapper? I assume that rap was mildly acceptable.
Yeah.
Must be, because the lyric is like, it's where I play... It's where I...
Yeah, that guy's from Phoenix.
But he didn't play for the Suns, though.
But Alan Williams does.
The lyrics don't
does.
Make sense unless he plays for the Suns. He says the only time he leaves the state is when he goes
He's
for road games.
He's channeling Big Sauce in the song. It's about Big Sauce, mate.
Oh, it's a song about Big Sauce.
Yeah, I reckon.
You're 100% sure? Because it's bad of you. It's actually, I'm going to say, defamation and libel for you to come on this podcast and challenge my... The listeners of this podcast know me for... reputation of integrity.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
You played one clip so far.
Yeah.
And you got it wrong.
It was fire.
You miscredited it.
And it was fire. All right. I can't remember the difference. I recently found out the difference between defamation and libel, and I've already, one's written and one's spoken, and I've already forgotten them. But whatever you're doing is fake news.
I'll tell you what you're doing, mate. Defecation.
Now,
you're defecating all over this podcast.
Okay, there was a few mistakes last week. This is not fake news. This is just something that I claimed that turned out to be proven wrong. I claimed KD was resting for his Oklahoma City game. Yeah. Turns out he genuinely had an ankle injury. He rested, or because he rested the next game. But then I just realized that maybe KD just wanted to pretend like the reason he played bad in OKC was because he was injured. Anyway.
No.
But my theory, though, that the NBA teams are just not giving a shit about the new rules in terms of resting was upheld because the Spurs did it this week, where they rested, including Kawhi, four players. And considering this, they're already underhanded. They're resting like Tony Parker and LaMarcus Aldridge and Rudy Gay, I don't know, in a game.
I still have a theory that they're just been resting
against
Kawhi.
The OKC Thunder, and again, they almost won anyway. What's your theory?
That Kawhi
has just been resting already.
Hasn't really been hurt.
Yep,
they're just giving him a... They're developing other players.
Yeah.
And because, I think the rest of the team will have, like, learned a lot. DeJounte Murray and Brandon Paul and all these kind of weird. Oh, Kyle Anderson. Like, he's come leaps and bounds in his absence.
No, until he sorts his hairline out, mate, I don't want
to
talk about it.
No, he's come leaps and bounds. And it seems like it would make sense to me that it's like, we're good enough without Kawhi. So let's have Kawhi fresher for the playoffs by shortening his season by and it makes sense to rest him at the start of the season, I think.
Okay. Well, yeah.
That's my theory.
Yeah. No, not
he
too bad.
He hasn't even really been
And it
hurt.
Strengthens the rest of the team because then they get good. And it gives Lamar. Oh, yeah. Also, gives Lamar. This is not a bad conspiracy theory. Yeah. We've done some hot stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Good work, man. You
and,
redeemed yourself.
No, also, he might have been injured at the start of the season.
Yeah. But,
then just a little bit, like for a week or whatever. And then they're like, well, let's just keep him out. Let's just.
Well, if you can win, they started hot, went bad, and then fixed it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a very interesting theory, all right, that there's intentionally shortening the season.
Yeah, I have no evidence. So
no, but that would make sense, especially with the new resting rules, when they're like, we can't sit Kawhi out just intermittently we'd like to, so let's just drop him for a block when the NBA already thinks he's injured anyway.
Yeah. And if things had gone so bad, then he's just like, they're like, he's back.
And NBA Reddit with a... And then have a cape and have him come out at halftime. And NBA Reddit, which finds weird videos of that sideline reporters have filmed on their phones. And there was a video of him hobbling up and down the stairs. Maybe Pop goes, hey man, if people are getting suspicious, go do a hobble around where the journalists are. Because, why are you going, if you've got a real bad leg, just don't go up and down the stairs. You're Kawhi Leonard.
I think
right
the Spurs
in a golf cart.
Do have a history. So, firstly, I've always had a lot of love kind of for the Spurs. Whenever the Magic fail to make the playoffs.
White power and you're a racist, mate.
No.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Okay, I'd like to really...
I'd like to just have it on the record that Paul's white power. No, there's something weird about the Spurs being loved in New Zealand, though, eh?
Sorry?
They are the white power team.
Being what?
I love them. Just in New Zealand, they're one of the most popular teams.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because they were good.
I think also people in New Zealand like to support good teams, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I just think, they're the ultimate kind of team.
Yeah.
And they're just well coached, and they just consistently play well and hard. And they just seem like a smart, kind of cool team. And humble stars. You know, yeah. Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili.
He's trying to donate $1 million to charity.
So I think they've just always had a good vibe. But they have, like, remember when the air conditioning didn't work and LeBron cramped up?
Yeah.
And then, like, shortly after that, there was, like, a snake or something got into the opposition's locker room. Just, like, I swear, like, dodgy stuff goes down sometimes. I'm not accusing the Spurs of intentionally turning off the air conditioning. But they definitely did.
Okay. Yeah, they did. We've actually covered some good, really good stuff on this podcast. So it's a shame that we've got a little bit more to go, and we've just got the terrible segments, your terrible segments coming up.
It's that time, right about that time, for the stars to roll on out. Play the sting.
Sit down. I used to be jealous of bearing a follow.
You're taking every game personal?
I'm not
sit
down.
Oh, wow. That is pure magic.
We back, baby.
No, you're not.
We back. We in this joint. Pure magic is back. The streak ended, the losing streak.
They lost 9 games in a row.
Yeah, and then we came out hard against OKC.
Hammered them.
The reigning MVP, more like most valuable.
Pathetic.
Because the Magic took them to school. And
then you beat the Knicks.
Now then we lost, Porzingis. I think, to someone. And then we beat the Knicks without Porzingis. I maybe
back-to-back wins.
Yeah. I might be wrong about that.
Because I'm just waiting to say the Magic should be relegated. Because every time I watch them, I'm like, these guys are shocking. But they obviously win when I'm not watching. I guess it's their plan. But
in that OKC game, I'm pretty sure I texted you in the first quarter. And I was like, they're back.
Yeah, but you did back. Do that.
And
but as a joke.
No.
Your jokes come true sometimes.
It was like, I reckon they're like, it was a different team. It's crazy. It was the team that started the season.
Yeah.
And basically, the thing I think is, well, firstly, just defensive effort and, like, rebounding. They've been real bad on the boards, like giving up offensive rebounds and just giving up easy baskets.
It's not a proper
but also just
team
on
for
offense.
Adult basketball players.
On offense, they were passing it. And it
well done.
It makes such a difference.
And that is the noticeable thing. Like, when they have bad losses, they're not spreading the ball. Not shooting
I think so. They didn't have back-to-back wins. Okay. They lost to Golden State. And I thought it was funny. They played a clip of Frank Vogel after that great OKC win. I'm very pro Frank Vogel, but I felt like this wasn't a great post-game speech. And to be honest, it was just a few seconds. Like, I don't know what the rest of it was.
Yeah.
But he was like, they were all putting their hands in, and he was like, hey. He was like, our season looks a lot different if we get a win in the next game. And he was like, we got Golden State coming in. And I was like, what? Don't put so much on the game against Golden State. Just be like, just focus on this win.
Yeah.
And like, we're going to get owned by Golden State. So don't be like, our season looks a lot different.
Yeah.
Because then when we inevitably lost
to... you're like, oh no, we're screwed.
Yeah. But anyway, we bet Porzingis. We bet the Knicks without
Porzingis. You've played the Knicks twice, which should be a good matchup because Magic and Knicks are both overachieving East teams. Mm. Well, they were at least. And Porzingis is out both ones. But
he's scared, mate. He knows.
Put Porzingis in the... He's sitting out a lot of games. Like, put him in the Embiid, like...
Oh, did you see what he did to his ankle, though? No, I think he's durable because what he did to his ankle, I was like, oh, God.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's out. He's done.
He's done.
He's Greg Oden.
He's Jeremy Lin.
The fact that it's like not bad, it's just a sprain. Yeah. Actually, the exact
same
thing.
And Steph Curry.
Yeah, it just happened to Steph Curry.
He apparently does a lot of work on his ankles, which you would if you're a multi-million-dollar player.
I actually injured myself tonight in the game, and I'm usually very durable.
You're very durable.
I pulled it's like maybe a hip flexor.
B-grade North Shore basketball.
I think what happened is last night I went for a run along the beach.
Yeah.
And you know how like running on sand, I run on concrete.
Yeah.
I ran on sand and it was like a real hard work.
It's a real workout, yeah.
And I think maybe that's why I like pull the muscle in my
Okay, flexor. So don't try and change the subject because your Magic Mayhem is really missing some huge details.
Okay, so they lost to Charlotte by 10 yesterday.
Who are looking all over the show.
But they've got a handy roster.
I feel like there's still an elephant in the room.
In Charlotte as well. It's famously
still
hard
an elephant
place.
In the room.
What?
There's still an elephant in the room.
What is it, Dwight Howard? I'm going to talk about. He's going to talk about what he did to Vucevic.
Yeah.
So,
it was horrific.
No, yeah, but here's the thing.
I don't think I could watch.
I don't
that was
like
worse
Vucevic.
Than Gordon Harrod's injury.
Vucevic is an embarrassment to the Magic.
Oh yeah, he is.
And he needs to be gone. And a lot of people were like, "There's no market for him."
Yeah.
I don't care. Just cut him then.
Yeah.
Just get him off.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, he's actually like, if you look at statistics, I almost think he's like one of our best players. Like, he had a big game the other day where he scored like 40 points or whatever. But he's just bad, man. I reckon he's poison.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know what it's like in the locker room, but he just has a bad attitude. He shoots some rubbish mid-range jumpers. It's like, it's 2017.
Against the Hornets.
You don't shoot mid-range jumpers.
Yeah.
And then against the Hornets.
He was out just at the high elbow against guarding Dwight Howard. You don't even have to guard Dwight Howard because he can't shoot from range.
I don't even think he really crossed over. It was more of a jab step.
He jab stepped him.
And he just got bamboozled. And he went down. And it's not like one of those ones. Because most of the times when people go down, it's because they get tripped by their teammate.
Yeah.
Or they get tripped by someone.
Yeah.
And I fell over once. And it was because I got tripped by a guy setting a screen where he just stuck his foot out. And everyone was like, oh. And I was like, no. I read the guy perfectly.
Oh no, that was amazing. Yeah, don't. Why'd you bring that up? Like, just
because
about that.
Because this was not that. This was just a guy getting his ankles broke, like
on a jab step from Dwight Howard,
and then Dwight just dribbles part like almost over him, and just goes in and just dunks it and swings up.
Especially against Dwight Howard, like he's the one guy. It's like, don't let him do shh against you.
Yeah, yeah.
And this I can relate to this because I actually felt the pressure today because, A, it's stressful playing against children because you're like, don't lose to these kids. Like, you can't lose to some kids.
Yeah.
And they don't care, so they actually play out of their skins because they just jacking up shots. But for me, like, this podcast is blowing up. I'm a little bit known by the children we're playing against. So as a result, they heckle me quite a lot and talk shit. So my main goal out on the court is just to not get embarrassed like that.
Yeah.
And it's the exact same situation with Vucevic. It's like, just don't let Dwight do anything embarrassing. Yeah, yeah. Dwight has done this to a few. He's crossed a few people weirdly this year.
Yeah.
It keeps on making it to Reddit. It's
well, also,
something
when when the Dwight mirror happened and Dwight left the Magic and Vucevic came and he emerged to be great. Like, I remember very early he set the record for the most rebounds. He had like 30 rebounds or something in a game.
He's a talented
Euro. And I remember being like, I remember like stupidly saying, he's an upgrade.
Yeah.
I was like, we don't need Dwight.
Yeah, you were delirious.
This guy's better.
Yeah, you're mental. But he was better than Dwight that year.
What?
I remember that year Dwight went to LA.
Yeah,
was
terrible.
Yeah.
But also I was just like angry and upset and hurt. And I said some things that I regret.
Yeah, man.
I burnt some jerseys. I didn't
actually
burn a jersey.
Speaking of jerseys, I am wearing a new jersey I just purchased, and I think this is a great piece of public information for the listeners out there. I don't know jack crap about the EuroLeague, but I'm going to Europe. Going to go watch, hopefully, Panathinaikos play in Athens.
Yeah.
They're one of the teams with the crazy... Like, European basketball, if anyone right now wants a video to check out for Video of the Week, you just yawned during my chat, watch a video of, they call it, like, European basketball fans versus NBA fans or something like that.
Yeah.
And they'll show, like, a good NBA crowd, like a playoff crowd, versus Europe, where they are... They're packed into the stadium. They're setting off indoor flares. Flares... Inside a stadium, they sing songs for the whole game. They mosh, like mosh pit for the whole game. I've actually been to a EuroLeague game without knowing it. Once when I was a kid, I went to Turkey to go to Gallipoli with the Prime Minister. I don't want to brag about it. And I snuck out of the hotel one night, away from the military who were patrolling us, and went to a Fenerbahce. I didn't know who they were at the time, but Fenerbahce, like one of the biggest teams. They were one of the biggest football teams and one of the biggest basketball teams in Turkey. And mother effers were smoking inside the stadium. I'm pretty sure they're playing CSKA Moscow, another powerhouse. And it was the most unbelievable experience for basketball in my life. They're smoking inside the stadium so much that it was like making my eyes water because I'm from New Zealand, I'm soft as heck. The players had to play in cigarette smoke. And most amazingly, there was riot squad there. I thought I was seeing the police zone. I was like, oh, it's interesting. The police have come to the game. And then the police put on their helmets and shields and went down there because when the team lost, this is a fun thing about European basketball, you just throw everything you've got at the players, which I think should be encouraged in all sports. Wonderful experience. What are you Googling? What are you doing?
Sorry.
You've really checked out. I think I brought the heat there, luckily.
I had to do some typing, you know, so I had to put my
mic down.
You had
to do some advanced analytics.
And then when I picked it up, I smashed
it. Can you get a stand for your microphone? You own one. Why is it not here?
No, so here's the thing. I had to hold my mic in my right hand
and
the pop screen in my left
hand. No one cares.
I wasn't going to do Clip of the Week, but you just reminded me of a great Clip of the Week. And it's going to stay on that Europe.
I said Clip of the Week was cancelled after last week. Your Clip of the Week was just recommending and reading out a URL without describing the Clip of the Week.
I didn't want to ruin that clip by describing it.
Yeah.
But here's Clip of the Week.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a game.
So bad. Look, this podcast has been going well.
This is a EuroLeague game, I think, from a few years back. Real Madrid versus Unicaja Malaga.
Yeah, you really nailed that.
Okay. Real Madrid are down one with 40 seconds to go.
Can you explain what's going on?
Okay, so a guy just drove in and another guy just swatted it. A guy just jacked a real deep three and hit it. For Real Madrid go up two. It was real deep. Oh, it's Pablo Prigioni.
Yeah. Oh,
Pablo Prigioni just jacked a deep ass three off the inbound. Just stared the guy in the eye and just pulled it from like 3 meters out the top of the
kid. I did that today against one of those 12-year-olds.
So now it's inbound for Unicaja.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
And they're down two with 30 seconds to go.
Mate. I can't see us either if you're listening, so it's bad for me too.
Okay, they threw an alley-oop. It nearly went out of bounds the baseline, but the guy threw it to a dude in the corner who then splashed a three.
Okay, so now Unicaja are up, or Unicaja.
Yeah, by one.
Prigioni has the ball in centre court.
9.
Prigioni. Prigioni hits an incredible three. The other team triples down.
That is good. Commentator's going nuts.
Dime que no estoy soñando. Dime que no estoy soñando. Dime que no estoy soñando. 6-5, 6-4, no lo sé cómo han quedado. ¡Qué partido, Dios!
Okay, so Pablo Prigioni came down, hit a very tough three to win the game, and then with 5 seconds left, or probably less, they inbounded it. The guy just burnt down the court. He was very deep, and he jumped, and he was marked by two dudes. Really great defense. He double clutches it to the side. He kind of stays in the air for as long as he can. Throws it up. It banks in. The commentator just basically breaks down and starts crying. And if anyone wants to see that, just search like Real Madrid epic commentator.
Yeah,
and it'll come up. And boy, what a clip!
If you want to buy a EuroLeague jersey, this is my hot tip. And you can only buy a few teams that actually have numbers on them. You can buy like Real Madrid and stuff, but they don't have numbers, which like you need a number. EuroLeague basketball shop is quite good, but very expensive. And I've just bought a Zalgiri Kaunas jersey. They're green.
Mm.
They're the only team in the EuroLeague from Lithuania. It's a I didn't even know who the player was. It's Paulius Jankūnas.
Yeah.
The coach is Sarunas Yavakezovic, you know, the guy from the NBA.
No, I don't
Paid
know.
For the Pacers. And I've got the Lithuanian jersey.
Is he on that? You remember how they did that amazing EuroLeague ad recently where they did a song?
Nah, I missed it.
Oh, it's great. Check that out.
Check out the Euro
it's
of the
got Luka Doncic on it.
Yeah.
And it's great. They do like a song about the EuroLeague.
So not only did I get this sweet ass jersey absolutely drenched in advertisements for this obscure Lithuanian basketball team, a huge Olibet logo on the front, and various bizarre, like there's a picture of a knight on the back. It's just, it's a sick jersey. They also gave me this bag. I only had to spend this jersey, believe it or not, only it's the longest jersey I've ever seen in my life. Only cost me $200 New Zealand. But it did ship from Europe in like 3 days, unbelievably. Yeah. And they also give you all this bullshit.
What
Check
is
this out. It's an official Turkish Final Four EuroLeague lanyard. This is an official weird Turkish Final Four with the team's logos on there.
What is that? A silk cravat?
A silk scarf that says Milan 2014 on it.
That is mental.
Who could forget Milan 2014 when teams such as Inter Milan, Real Madrid, CSKA Moscow and Maccabi Tel Aviv played?
On there.
This is my favourite item so far. This is an official licensed product. This is a CSKA Moscow Final Four Istanbul 2017 shooting sleeve. I'm just going to put that on because it's so goddamn cool. And then...
That's unbelievable.
This is all free, by the way. I don't have to pay for this.
That shooting sleeve, can I just come out and say, is horrific.
Oh, I don't have to pay for this. This is free.
Well, it looks like one of those fake
CSKA Moscow Final Four sweatband. Can wear on the same arm as my shooting sleeve. And then this, the piece de resistance. A tiny silk scarf.
That is too small to be a scarf.
It looks like a scarf to me. It's got some little stickers so you can hang them up in your car or in your house for the Final Four. It looks like a scarf, but it's like a scarf the size of a cat.
Yeah.
A cat scarf. It says Final Four, has the team logos on there. Fenerbahce, CSKA, Real Madrid.
I really want to get a Fenerbahce Anthony Bennett jersey.
Is he still playing? Surely he's been
I think he... But he won a championship with them last year.
The only jersey you could get there, CSKA was sold with numbers on them, were Zalgiri, the one that I've got, CSKA.
Can you get a Barcelona?
Sick, but sold out. They'll sell jerseys, but not with numbers on them. And the Nike store sells Barcelona basketball jerseys, but it's just like a training suit.
So that guy must be a real star. He must have been on that EuroLeague ad, I reckon.
I think this guy, they actually sold a few Zalgiri ones. I think he's just an old timer. He's like a Lithuanian-born player as well.
Right.
Like often the stars are Americans. And it also comes with the EuroLeague beer warmer thing. So while it cost me more money than anything in the world. Oh, also a Fenerbahce iPhone car holder. That's what that is. For your iPhone. It won't work at all. But I cannot recommend EuroLeague store enough. Not paid to say this. In fact, I paid them for the privilege. But I'm stoked I got this weird EuroLeague jersey, which is like perfect sizing, but way too long. All right, sorry. Sorry if that unboxing wasn't the hit that I thought it was going to be. I'm really losing confidence.
I was shocked.
At how bad it was?
This is mental.
Yeah, the
stuff that shooting sleeve is horrific.
It feels so bad on my arm. I've never worn a shooting sleeve, but it feels so bad.
The listeners at home, I don't think you fully understood how silky these scarves were. They're silky.
Multiple silky scarves.
Like shiny as heck, like blinding me.
Yeah, and how uncomfortable that shooting sleeve is as well. Maybe I'll put it on Trade Me. I don't know who's in the market for a CSKA Moscow shooting sleeve, though, but it's kind of a collector's item if you're interested in European basketball, which I'm not, but hopefully I go to a game somewhere. We've got to wrap this up because we've gone way over time.
Yeah.
It's been good though. After last week's disappointing performance, I feel like we're really bringing things back.
I don't remember last week's being bad.
Well, that's because you were making it bad, mate. We've gone 52 minutes. Let's finish on a high. Now, we've promised something from the start of the show that you've got, quote, a real good NBA joke. And last 2 weeks you've been doing jokes that you haven't prepped at all.
Yeah.
And they've gone shocking. Absolutely, like, embarrassing way to finish the show.
Well, you don't know how they perform for the listeners.
Yeah, I can imagine. And what I'm imagining in my brain, a nightmare, mate. Absolute nightmare.
Okay.
So you're going to do a joke.
Yeah.
We're going to have a reaction, and we're going to leave. Sorry. We're going to say goodbye.
Yeah. Okay. And I feel like you've come into it with a bad attitude. So I'm
going to... Oh, yeah. Well, deservedly so.
No. I'm going to need you to...
It's like a serial killer going, hey, I feel like you feel like I've got a bad reputation just because I've killed 4 people beforehand. That's what you're like, mate. You're the serial killer of comedy.
This one's, I've put a bit of time into this one.
You started writing it about 3 minutes, seconds before I said we're going to start recording.
It didn't take me long to write.
Yeah.
But a lot of the best things, like a lot of the best songs, they all happened in like half an hour, you know?
Name a song that was written in half an hour.
Like a lot of 808s and Heartbreak by Kanye, he claims he wrote like most of those songs. Like,
yeah, it's because it's all one finger piano. Yeah,
Lord Royal, supposedly that was real quick. Supposedly, Paul McCartney, Live and Let Die, supposedly he like wrote that real quick and he felt bad about how quickly he'd written it. So he waited, like he waited out the rest of the weekend. Like he wrote it on the Friday night when he first got commissioned it, but then he like didn't send it till Monday because he was like, he wanted them to think that he'd really put some time into it, but he'd like done it in like half an hour.
Give them their money's worth.
So anyway, that's what I did with this. Like it was like the first thing I thought of. And then I was like, I'll stay quiet about it for a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Okay,
here we go.
Drum roll, please.
Okay, it's Orlando Magic as well, so it's close to my heart. Which Orlando Magic player is the best at smuggling cocaine?
Terrence Drug Boss.
No. Shelvin Crack.
Yeah, all right. That's the end of the podcast.
So just so you know, it's like Shelvin Mack.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead, he's Shelvin Crack.
I reckon, man, with like, that joke.
No. But so it's not just the crack. He's like shelving it.
Oh, Shelvin Crack.
Yes, Shelvin Crack.
Shelvin Crack, okay. Well, Shelvin's ingesting the drug. It's not... if you're dealing drugs, you'd be putting it there to get it back out again.
Yeah, but Shelvin...
Well, maybe it's shelving. I don't actually know. I'm not an expert. Inserting it into the rectal cavity, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the drug into the rectal cavity, not the... Like, that's an individual unit, not the whole supply.
Yeah, okay. Which Orlando Magic is the best...
More one joke. Wait, just for a minute... I wasn't aware that Sheldon Mack played for the Magic. I wasn't aware, and I reckon most people listening and most people in the world wouldn't even be aware that Sheldon Mack is alive.
It goes over some people's heads.
Yeah.
The people who get it will love it.
It's the best, yeah, okay.
Shelvin Mack.
Yeah, Shelvin Mack.
Is it shelving or shelving? It's shelving. It's Shelvin Mack.
Yeah, okay. You're not helping it. Did you have another one?
Well, no, I was just going to change the wording so it made... more sense.
Okay, we'll try it one more time, see if it gets better.
Which Orlando Magic player is the best at getting high off crack?
I don't know. Who is?
Shelvin Crack. Yeah. I tried to think of a different answer.
That is good, yeah. No, you stuck to a winner. And we workshopped that. And
who
improved.
Else does some crack? Or cocaine?
Biz Crack Biambo.
That's quite good.
No, or it's not.
Mari Blow Hazonia, because you can call it Blow, eh?
Well, the way he's playing.
Mari Snow.
Mari Hazonia. Yeah, Mari Snow. That's quite good.
Or Mari Blow Snowia. What?
Name. And I'm kind of repurposing a joke I've previously written, but name three New Zealand people involved in the NBA.
Okay. Sean Marks.
Yeah.
Stephen Adams.
Yeah.
Morio Hazonia.
Correct. What a show. What an episode. If you love comedy, then you love... If you love advanced analytics, if you love getting into the nitty-gritty of the numbers, then you love the Advanced Analytics Podcast. It should be recommended to anyone who likes, you know, Dunked On or Zach Lowe's podcast. This is right up there. Thanks to everyone who's reviewed and asked questions. Sorry I didn't get to them today. We'll do that in the future. Sorry I haven't been checking my tweets inbox. Tweet them to Paul. He's more likely to see his mentions, I reckon.
Yeah, and someone did get... A Suns fan did get angry at you saying they should be relegated.
Yeah, they should be.
And
I stand by that statement.
I agree with them.
I agree with me too, that they should be relegated.
No, Devin Booker is...
Yeah, but they're wasting our time. I'm sure Devin Booker's fine, but if they get relegated,
TJ Warren, that's my guy.
They can move on to better teams.
They just need a better coach, and they'll be great.
The rest of them to the G League, whatever it's called, the Greater Ad League.
I feel like the worst team should get relegated.
Yeah,
the Suns.
That's what I mean. Well, the Suns are one of the worst. I think there's about six teams that should get relegated. And to be honest, mate, the way I've been watching them, the Magic are right on there. And I'm still angry about like even knowing they exist. That's all. We'll finish on a high. Thank you so much to everyone who listened to the Advanced Analytics Podcast. Keep on reviewing.
Call it the Advanced Analytics Podcast. Just call it Advanced Analytics.
Advanced Analytics. Like, we might not just be a podcast. Maybe in some countries they broadcast us on mainstream radio, probably because it's so goddamn good.
Yeah, well then don't say podcast.
Thank you for listening. My name's been Guy Williams.
My name's been Paul Williams.
I've been Paul Williams. That's like kind of say it with a bit of like kind of flow. So
no, I've been
good.
Paul Williams.
Yeah, no, but you say I've been Paul. My name's been Guy Williams.
I've been Paul Williams.
I've been Paul Williams.
I've been Paul Williams.
I've been Paul Williams.
No, I am.
Thanks for listening.